We are the church. The Lord has brought us together. We're the body of Christ. We've been brought together for such a time as this. As I've been thinking about what God has done over the last 5 years, I keep coming back to this thought that God's mark is on this church. The mark of God is on this fellowship of believers. Some of you maybe have done this before. In fact, I'm going to use Joey as an example here. You know, you're walking through the forest or down the street, you see a tree, and you want to kind of say, hey, I was here. This is my area. This is my territory. This is my hood. You know what I'm saying? And so you'll put your name on the tree to say, I'm here. That's my mark. I'm here. Or you see that somebody just laid some concrete, and you're like, perfect. I get to let everybody know that I was here. And so you put your name, Peggy. Well, that's a different Peggy. All right, you get away with this. You put your name in the concrete. In fact, when they were laying the foundation of our monument sign that's going up out there, I took that opportunity. I didn't put my name in it, but I put 1 Corinthians 10:31 for His glory. For God's glory, that sign for His glory. For everything, for everyone who's going to drive on this property, it's for His glory. It's for everything that's going to be done here. For God's glory. But we have this tendency, we like to put our mark on things to say, hey, this is my place. This is my area. I was here. And I will say again that God's mark is on this church. I see it in the lives of every one of us out here. I know stories in this room about what God has been doing, how He's been marking your life, how He's been touching your life, how He's been moving in your life, individually, as individual family units, and as a whole church body. It's beautiful. It is truly beautiful. God's mark is on this church. I want to just cover three things. You get two for the price of one. You get one message from Pastor Paul, and you get me to give another message. I got 3 points I want to make, very similar to where you were going, Paul. First point is this. I believe God wants to remind us that He was here. God was here. For the past 5 years, God was here. It says in Zechariah 4, verse 10, the first half of that verse, do not despise these small beginnings. For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. He's there in the beginning when it's starting out. He's there when He planted and launched this church. He was here, and for the past 5 years, He was here. Remember the story about the little boy who brings Jesus a couple fishes and those 5 loaves of bread. He brought him that little small thing, and what did God do? What did Jesus do? He took the little that little boy had, and He used it, and He multiplied it, and He fed over 5,000 people with 12 basketfuls left over at the end. Because God is a God of abundance. He's a God of plenty. We've already seen the Lord here at Evident Life Church multiply the little that we've offered Him. There are times when I'm sitting in my office praying and seeking the Lord, and I feel really little. And I feel like I have so little to offer and to bring. But that's exactly where God moves, is when we just have our little and we say, God, do something. And He comes and He does it. We've seen how God has taken just a few families, and in 5 years, He's established a healthy, a vibrant, a growing, a Spirit-filled church in the heart of this community right here in the East Valley in Gilbert. It's amazing. It blows my mind what God does with a little. We've seen the Lord restore marriages. We've seen supernatural healings happen in our services. In our Sunday services, in our prayer meetings, in our life group gatherings, God showing up and pouring out His grace, His mercy, His power, His healing on people's lives, and boom, things change, even in the physical. It's our little, but God is big. That's the whole point. We've seen God come and change marriages and rescue families, break the power of sin. We've seen addiction that has been taking people down to the point of near death. We've seen those addictions break and be crushed and the glory of God be exalted through that person's life. We've seen God take the little and even the brokenness that we have and do incredible things with it. Not only here in this church family, not only in the East Valley, not only in the state of Arizona, but even on the other side of the world, as the Lord early on, right off the bat, used a very small group of people to begin to pour in to the church, to our brothers and sisters on the other side of the globe in Ghana, Africa. And we begin to invest financially. We invest with our time. We go there. We buy chairs and furniture for the churches over in Ghana. We plant churches and build buildings over there before we had any of this stuff ourselves. Because that's the heart of this church. That's the heart of everyone sitting in this room. It's a heart for others. It's a heart for the kingdom or for what God wants to do next. Not what we want to do next. But God, what do you want to do next? Where do you want us to spend our time? What do you want us to be praying for? Where do you want us to be going? What do you want us to be investing in? And when we do that, when we keep giving God our little and trusting Him with it and what He wants to do with it, then we begin to see big things happening because it's God who's doing it and not us. God's been faithful. He's taking our little. Here's what I want to do. I want to get you all involved here a little bit because you've been sitting a little bit too long. So I want to invite those of you in this room who were in the very beginnings. I'm talking before we even officially launched. Those of you who were meeting, and I know who you are because there's only a few of you, who were meeting in our living room praying on Wednesday nights and then beginning to pray on the weekends and stuff. But who was in our if you were in our living room meetings, I mean, this was a couple months, 3-4 months before the library. If you were in those gatherings, stand up. There you are. Praise God. Praise God. The Browns, the Valientes, the Joneses, and Christina Goodhart. That's the group that was there praying, seeking the Lord. What do you want us to do, God? Are we doing this? Stay standing. Are we planting a church? Well, then the Lord led us to our second location, which was even pre-launch, pre-full plant, and that was at Freestone Rec Center. Look at that. Look at how many chairs we put out. Small beginnings, I'm saying, man. That was it right there. The Freestone Rec Center. We thought we were big time. That was a huge room. It was about the size of one of our classrooms or something now, right? If you began connecting with Evident Life Church, if you came to any of our meetings at the Freestone Rec Center, stand up. Woo! It's growing! God's building it! Look at that! Praise God! And then we have our official launch. The official launch at the Southeast Regional Library, also aka the Gilbert Library. And we're getting excited, and things are happening. And this was our official launch. It was on September 13th, 2009. If you were at that meeting or any of the gatherings that we had for about that 6-month period at the library, I want to invite you to stand up. Small beginnings and God growing it, taking the little and growing it. And it's not just about numbers. These numbers represent the Lord building His church. These numbers represent the Lord bringing together a family of believers. You heard Don say it earlier. For 10 years, he wasn't lost like not a believer, not following Christ. He just wasn't connected in the body of Christ for 10 years. But then the Lord starts to draw together believers, connecting them as a family to glorify Him and to do life with Him. It keeps growing. God keeps building. He keeps doing His work. And then, by God's grace, as we're looking for a small little dinky room to have our prayer meetings full time, the Lord blesses us with 1040 South Gilbert Road in the Gilbert Town Square. Look at that picture of all those beautiful people right there. That was our last gathering there. If you became connected with the Evident Life Church family at that location, stand up. Yeah! That was 4 years worth. And the Lord is growing this family. And He's growing this family for His glory and for His purposes to do His work in us and through us. And then We went nomadic and started meeting here in the afternoon for 3 months, and that's crazy because God just calls us to do some crazy things like planting a church during, you know, football season at the time they're playing the games, as Paul said. But we got blessed when the Lord gave us something beyond what we could ever hope for or imagine, but an actual building of our own, like this huge campus, this big building. And he continues to grow us. If you've started to connect with Evident Life Church, as we've moved into this new place, this new space to glorify him, I want you to stand up. So everyone's standing now, right? Well, praise God. God is growing his church, and he's blessing each one of us as he's drawing us together, as he's knitting us together, joining us together. You can sit down. In many ways, it's still small beginnings. We're 5 years old. 5 years old. Pat and Marty, back here in the back. Marty just told me that they're celebrating their 53rd year anniversary, wedding anniversary on Tuesday. Marty's taking Pat out for steak dinner today after church. I'm saying, we're only 5 years old. It's still the beginnings. It's still the small beginnings. We're still young. And I say, praise God. How many of you want to be five again and just be woo full of that kind of energy? The future's bright and wide open. You didn't get pigeonholed into some job, whatever. Anyway, I won't go there. Woo! We're five. It's still small beginning days. We have our future ahead of us. It's bright. It's incredible. And God is with us. He's here. I want us to say this together. I want us to say God was here together, like all together. I want us to do it not just because the pastor's asking you to do it. I want us to do it as a way to glorify him, as a way to acknowledge that he was here when he planted this church and every single day thereafter, that God was here. It is him. It is he who has built this. It is he who has done this. So God was here. Ready? God was here. Again. God was here. One more time. God was here. Amen. Okay, I got to keep rolling here because we're going to worship again. And then we're going to baptize, all right? So God was here. The second point, the second thing that we've got to remember is God will be here. So we got the past. He was here. We got the future. We got the assurance that God will be here. How many of you know that God's always up to more? He doesn't sit around on his laurels and go, well, that was great. Look at all that wonderful stuff I did back in the day. I'm finished. I'm just going to rest on that. God doesn't rest on that. He's doing a new thing. He's moving forward. He's advancing. He's pouring out his spirit on his church. He's doing his work in his church. It says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support. I love that part. To give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. The Lord is looking for his church whose heart is blameless toward him, whose heart is turned toward him. And he's looking, saying, I'm ready to give you more support. I'm ready to pour out more of myself on you. I'm ready to do new and greater things in you and through you. I say this is that church. We're a part of that body of Christ that says, yes, do your new thing in us. Have your way with us. God wants to do more. And I'm also reminded of Isaiah 43:18-19, where it says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. In other words, it's good to look back. It's good to look back to remember God's goodness, to glorify God and to give him thanks for his goodness. But we're not to live in the past. We're not to dwell in the past. Some of you have really rough pasts. I mean, hard things have happened to you. Again, I know the stories. You don't have to live in the past anymore. Your present and your future are in Christ Jesus. Even the good stuff that God has done in the past, we don't want to sit there in the past and just remember the good old days. We want to give God glory for the good old days and enjoy him now, and forever moving forward. And then verse 19 continues, behold, see, I'm doing a new thing. now. I'm doing a new thing. It springs up right now. It's coming forth right now. Do you not perceive it? I believe that's a word for us even right now. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And the Lord literally did that on Monday of last week. Made rivers in the desert. But He's doing it. In the spiritual. He's making rivers in the desert, and those rivers are flowing through us, through His body, through His church. He's doing a new thing. So we're only five, but we have a lot to look forward to, a lot to enjoy. So here's what I want to do. I want us to make this statement together. God will be here. One more time. Okay, a third time. He will be here. We declare that in faith. We believe that. We know that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Third point. God is here. You see, God was here. That's the past. And Lord, we thank You for that. And we understand, because God's word is true, that God will be here. Our future is in Him. It's secure. He is our hope, even as our brother spoke of earlier in the service. He is our hope. But we can't lose sight of the reality that God is here right now. We can't allow the past to rob us of our future, but we also can't allow, you know, our future to rob us of our present. We can't be always looking forward to, oh, what we're going to have in the sweet by and by, what we're going to have a year from now when this happens or that happens, and when everything is just perfect. Well, it's never going to be perfect on this earth until Jesus returns. But this is the truth, is that God is here right now. He is here. If you are in Christ Jesus, God is available to you immediately, at this moment, right now. In fact, if you are in Christ Jesus, if He's your Lord and Savior, He has made you His temple, His dwelling place. Why? To commune with you, to spend time with you, to enjoy you, to find His pleasure and His joy in you, and vice versa. That's our inheritance right now. We've been talking about inheritance as we went through the book of Joshua. He's our inheritance, and it's right now. The Holy Spirit is with us right now. As we're gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, God is here right now in our presence, in this room, in our praises. He inhabits the praises of His people. And we're a people who praise Him, who've given our lives to Him, who've made Him our Lord and Savior. And so God is here. Let's stand up. God is here. Let's say that three times. And let's say it like we know it. Not just mean it, but like we know it. God is here.
God is here.
Again.
God is here.
Where?
God is here.
Where?
God is here.
Right here. God is here. And so what I want us to do is remain standing. And out of that reality, let's engage with God right now. Let's commune with Him. Let's worship Him. Let's give Him the praise and the glory that He's due for the great things He has done, for the amazing things He's yet to do, but just for the reality that He is who He is, and we get to enjoy Him right now. Let's enjoy Him.
I'm aware of Your presence. Let's experience the glory of Your goodness. Let us become more aware of Your presence, God. Let us experience.